AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should he live or should he die? This morning, a jury in Lexington, South Carolina, begins deciding the fate of a man who killed his five children, ages 1 through 8. Timothy Jones Jr. could get life or death. His lawyer says he deserves mercy because he was a good father who snapped, a drug user, they say, who was mentally ill and stressed over single fatherhood. Prosecutors say he's a selfish, angry man who killed his children because he didn't want his ex-wife to have them. Renewed calls for the president to be impeached after he said he'd be open to getting dirt on a political opponent from a foreign power.
The president says he thinks he'd want to hear it.
I think I'd take it.
Without any obligation to tell the FBI, which criticized the president's eldest son for not reporting a 2016 offer from a Russian lawyer for dirt on Hillary Clinton. In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
His 2020 Democratic challengers disagree. Joe Biden says this is a threat to national security. Others, like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, are re-upping their calls for impeachment proceedings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say the shooting of baseball legend David Ortiz was a targeted hit, but they're not saying why somebody would order it. Six people in custody, four others still at large.
Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue. Ortiz is recovering in a Boston hospital. His wife says he's been able to sit up and take some steps. This is AP Radio News. Amanda Knox is back in Italy for the first time since being acquitted in 2011 of murdering her British roommate.
Amanda Knox arrived in Milan on her way to the northern Italian city of Modena, where she will participate on Saturday in a panel discussion on wrongful convictions. She was escorted by plainclothes officers and kept her eyes downward as she exited Milan's airport. Knox's 2011 acquittal was just one step in a long judicial process of flip-flop decisions before she was definitively acquitted in 2015 by Italy's highest court. Europe's Human Rights Court in January ordered Italy to pay Knox financial damages for failures to provide adequate legal and translation assistance during early questioning. I'm Charles Soletesma.
Pope Francis is demanding obedience from Vatican ambassadors and reminding them of their duties before him and God. Years of scandal have tarnished the reputation of the Vatican's diplomatic corps. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.